Hello, welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today's edition is number 2318 and is being recorded on Thursday, the 3rd of April. I'm Lynette Edwards and I'm joined by John Hoyle. Coming up, we have news about the city taken from the evening news, a few letters to the evening news and a feature about King's Lynn. Now, here's John to tell you more.
Hello. It's that time of month for the next issue of the monthly Norfolk Magazine. So at the end of this weekly recording, we have the April edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. We hope you find plenty of variety, both in this weekly and in the monthly. Here's a taster of what's in store in the magazine.
Hello everyone. We have the April 2025 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine ready for you. Spring has sprung, and we have Gardener's World presenter Adam Frost discussing how gardening has kept him grounded during life's highs and lows. We learn what inspired Steve Eggleton to create a pilgrimage route spanning the widest part of the United Kingdom. We're going to celebrate 130 years of Roy's of Wroxham, the world's largest village store, and hear how Norwich-born William Crutch was a musical prodigy to rival Mozart. With lots more articles from around our beautiful county and contributions from our regular columnists, there is plenty to enjoy. Please keep listening after the news.
Thank you, Sally. Now we can get on with some news items.
A few things are happening on the retail front as WH Smith disappears from the high street. IKEA comes to the city. A new food hall opens at the showground, and the old, now demolished Marsh building and the overabundance of student flats get a mention. WH Smith stores across Norfolk will be rebranded after approximately 480 branches were sold in a £76 million deal. The retailer, which has shops in Norwich, Sherringham, Great Yarmouth, King's Lynn and Thetford, has sold all of its UK high street stores to Medella Capita, which owns Hobbycraft. They will eventually be rebranded as T.G. Jones. The deal doesn't affect the 232-year-old chain's travel locations, such as shops in airports or train stations, meaning the branch at Norwich train station will remain under the W.H. Smith brand.
A furniture giant has announced it will be opening a city store. The IKEA store will open on the former home base site in Hall Road Retail Park after the brand reached an agreement to acquire the site. For the IKEA meatball lovers, the store will offer an on-the-go food menu for takeaway, meaning the much-loved shop delicacy will be available at the smaller sites. Currently, Norwich's closest store is in Milton Keynes, 109 miles away. An opening date has not been announced for the store as yet, but IKEA is hopeful it will be able to open its doors in 2025.
A former chef who cooked for the royal family is set to lead the £3 million new farm shop and restaurant taking shape at the Norfolk Showground. George Brentnell is the new general manager of the Norfolk Food Hall, expected to open around May the 21st. And the 35-year-old brings a wealth of experience from an artisan food career which began making royal meals for Queen Elizabeth and her family. After 3 years with the royal household, Mr. Brentnell returned home to Warberswick on the Suffolk coast, where he started the Black Dog Deli with his wife Isabel. He moved to Norwich in 2016 to lead the deli team at Jarrell's department store and went on to work as operations manager for the city's bread source artisan bakery, as well as spending 6 months making cheese at Fen Farm Dairy in Bungay. All this experience has prepared him for the challenge of running the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association's flagship new Norfolk Food Hall, which he described as the food retail version of representing Norfolk at football or cricket.
The last of the rubble from the recently demolished former home of Marsh Insurance has been cleared. There's little to see at the old site of Victoria House in Queen's Road, which was torn down in January. The empty space, save for some metal fencing and shrubbery, will make way for a new 443 home project, providing the upcoming plans are approved. Zive Capital, which owns the Queen's Road plot, is currently trawling through feedback on its proposed plans before it officially submits an application to the council. However, the company says things are looking positive for the £80 million scheme ahead of submitting a formal planning application.
Flood of flats has to stop, says Stonard. Council bosses are taking aim at new blocks of student flats changing the face of the city. City Hall has warned new high-rise blocks aren't needed for at least another decade. Massive blocks such as Pablo Fank House and Benedict's Gate have sparked criticism over affordability and their dominance of the skyline. Now the council is drawing up strict new planning guidance to curb the boom and protect Norwich's character. Leader Mike Stonard insists demand can be comfortably met by current and planned schemes until 2038, even with a growing student population.